Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2717 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 26th of June, 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Big Fatty, you fucked it up, y'all. It's part one of the Pride 48 weekend Big Fatty. Hi, everyone, y'all. Am I blowing y'all out? Is that what's happening? Oh, I guess I am blowing it out. Big Fatty, what else is new? Turn down your ear trumpets, I guess. Big Fatty is... am I that loud? Wait a minute. I'm looking at the chat room now. No, your background level is too low. Your volumes are all fucked up. Big Fatty, how am I fucked... Is it fucked up, really? Is it really fucked up? Wait a minute. I'm going to have to go over here and listen on the stream for just a second. And then... No, that doesn't sound bad on the stream. Okay, anyway, so, hi, everyone. y'all, you know, it's Pride 48, and we were talking about during the opening show about how we think this was year number 9 of the BFO, and y'all, you're number one. I don't fucking remember anything. But anyway, but y'all, you're number one. Big Fatty was the very first show, and y'all, and this for those of you that don't know the. Oh my God, Melissa Miranda Melinda is in the chat room. Hi, Melissa Miranda Melinda. Y'all, she sent me a bottle of gin one time in the mail, which I think is entirely illegal. excuse me, y'all. That is gin. Y'all, by the way, if you do not have a cocktail, please go and get a cocktail right now because you're going to need it by the time this 20 minutes is over. And y'all, Big Fatty has put it in his Tervis tumbler. What is this? This is a Yeti. This is a Yeti. Yes, Big Fatty, the shy Yeti. No, he's in the chat room too. He said he was going to wake up in the middle of the night. It's 2 a.m. in the morning in Shy Yeti Land, Big Fatty. By the way, that's Poodle, y'all. Big Fatty will be drunk by the end of this 20 minutes. Y'all, I've poured Tanqueray 10 y'all, I'm blaming it on that Joe Zubia. Y'all, have you ever met that Joe Zubia? He stayed here at the villa, and he brought me a bottle of Tanqueray 10. And y'all, it's delicious. One moment, please. Y'all, it's nothing but gin and ice. Y'all, it's a calamity. It is an absolute calamity. I did not have any limes. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I was not prepared. I don't know how I forgot to buy limes at the Vons East this week when I went over there, but I didn't. And Big Fatty. I don't know what to tell you other than I fucked it up. Yes, Big Fatty, you fucked it up in more ways than one. Let's see, what was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Anyway, y'all, it always helps to listen to a big, with a, oh, Big Fatty, I'm not done yet. take care of the death phone. You just go, I don't like you. Okay. All right, hang on just one second. I'll take care of this. Open the door for me. Hello?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Dan. Just wanted to call you, not looking for this one to be on the air or anything.
Oh, too late!
Hopefully
too bad.
You read the transcripts before. But I figured I would call just because it's a lot easier than emailing right now. But I wanted to thank you very much for the thoughts and wishes on the show today. It means a ton, honestly. It's, you know, everything seems to be going well. Everything seems fine. And it's just a lot to take in. They gave us a tour of the NICU yesterday. And there was a baby in there that was about the same age of ours. You know, right now, of course, still undelivered. But it was just really hard to see. And it's just so much to take in. And, you know, like I said, I'm not being pessimistic or anything. It's just a lot to handle. But they say everything's is going fine still. But I just really wanted to thank you for your thoughts. You really are a good friend, and I understand that our interactions have been limited, but I really do appreciate your show and everything that you do. You know, just the 20 minutes really does help, you know, put a smile on your face. So, yeah, I just wanted to call and say thank you, and I'll stop blathering like an idiot now. But, okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Oh, Big Fatty, you have totally fucked it up now. Yeah, anyway, y'all, that is my straight boyfriend, Dan. Y'all, I know those in the chat room on the live show, I don't know why you couldn't hear that. Big Fatty, because they couldn't hear it. That's why. Anyway, I'm sorry you couldn't hear that, but y'all, it was my straight boyfriend, Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend, and y'all, he and his wife are expecting a little one, and his wife's water broke on Father's Day, it's a tough time for them right now, and y'all, I played that because it's he was calling to say Big Fatty, we don't know, he's calling to say that he appreciated the 20 minutes that of distraction that he was having this week. And y'all, the reason I bring this up is that you know, we all try to have a good time and everything on little shows and all, and sometimes we just don't realize how we touch different people, and so it's tough for a lot of people, and sometimes just being distracted is a lovely thing, and so y'all, my straight boyfriend Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend Dan, he's going through a hard time, and I just want y'all to keep him in your thoughts. And I don't mean to bring it all down, but you know, it's we talk about our straight allies, and sometimes sometimes straight allies need a big hug also. And so, oh!
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from San far to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Y'all, I don't know if you can hear that or not. That's the Patty Bacon music, because y'all, I got, y'all, and believe it or not, Patty Bacon is in the chat room tonight. Y'all, I got an e-letter from Patty Bacon. Where is it? Big Patty, you're not prepared. Y'all, where is it? It's right here somewhere. I'm looking in the trash. It's not in the trash. Big Patty, how dare you throw Patty Bacon's e-letter in the trash? And y'all, Patty Bacon. I don't know if you know this or not. Patty Bacon is Miss Kathy Bacon's cousin from. And Patty says, "Ole, Big." Yo, by the way, that means hello backwards. He says, "It's me, Patty." Patty Bacon from Needraba, North Dakota. Y'all, by the way, I used to think that was Aberdeen spelled backward, but I was corrected. Aberdeen is Needraba spelled backwards. and anyway, she says, hopefully this e-letter will give you some content during your live show. Well, it is indeed, Patty Bacon. Or maybe you'll read it during your 20 minutes of silence. Well, there has been a few minutes of silence. I don't know if it's been 20. Well, Big, I'm proud to say I'm full of pride as I have finished my internship at Backyard Birds in Paramus, New Jersey. I've learned natives omit the new. That's Backyard Birds in Paramus, Jersey. Now, I said New Jersey, but you don't say Jersey. Okay. Even better news, I'm ready to begin my career as a canary minder in the coal mine. I'm a little disappointed as a talking Great Dane that solves mystery told me my predecessor gave up his office to someone else. I may have to work in an aviary. Oh, dear Gussie, Chad. That reminds me. Ole, Poodle. Hi. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty. I'm preparing to move to Coal Mineville. I've been stockpiling little shows to listen on the way there. There's so few left to listen to, so I'm on the hunt again for new ones. If any listeners want to make suggestions, I will take your suggestions via the Twitter off the air. Now, I heard you mention that snake from down under, that Aussie Rattler. Benny the Aussie Rattler was coming to visit. Well, if he does want to visit Needraba, I won't be there, as I'll be at the coal mine. But Mother Bacon has a little motel off the old state highway, and she'll be happy to look after him. Big Fennecke, you're not real. Well, I've had gin. Look after him. It's a cute little place. It's not like that horrible hotel you visit in Hazard County. It's not a horrible hotel. It's the horror hotel. Big Fanny. Anyway, it says, oh, and I forgot to mention that to that Aussie Rattler that Needraba does not have a Ross dress for less. I didn't know he was into dresses. It does have a Ross dress for less. I didn't know he was into dresses. We also have a dress barn, too, that he might be able to check out. Have a great show. And remember, have pride every day, not just this weekend. Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. And you have indeed. You have indeed provided some content for Big Patty. God knows you need it. Patty Bacon, thank you also. I am truly thrilled. Thrilled, I say, that you're in the chat room, and I can't believe it. I just cannot believe that you're in the chat room. So anyway, thank you so much for that. And what was I? Oh, Veda's in the chat room. Big Fatty. But y'all, Veda, y'all, I'm out for a little nipple walk before the little show tonight. And Veda sends me a textimonium. Do I need to come over to the villa to unruin everything, to fix everything? And I said, what's broken? He says, well, you're about to use the computer, and y'all evidently, y'all, I don't know why y'all couldn't hear the call from Dan. So yeah, Fatty, it's because you fucked it up. Oh, but I don't know how I fucked it up. Let me just go down here and see if I can figure out how I fucked that up. Big Fatty, it's turned up all the way. I don't know how I fucked that up. But anyway, y'all, I'm absolutely, absolutely delighted to have everybody in the chat room. This, oh, y'all, there's Ming King. You know, Ming King's coming to the Pride 48. Y'all, he's looking forward to going to the Rawhide. The Raw, y'all, we may have what am I trying to say? We may have, instead of Breakfast with Big Fatty, we may have the horror bars, the sleazy side of Nolan's, and yes, Big Fatty, and yes, Big Fatty, if anybody knows sleazy, it's you. So y'all, this gin is really kicking in, Big Fatty. But thank goodness I've only got a few more minutes. But hey, Big Fatty, are you anyway? and y'all, I'm trying to watch the chat room and talk at the same time while drunk. Big Fatty, Woody is in the chat room. Well, y'all, I cannot believe. Y'all, Woody, a former coal miner, is in the chat room. Y'all, send out a big hug to Woody. Big Fatty, if they only knew what Woody looked like, they'd send out more than a, they'd give him a, well, anyway, we won't go into that, send out some love to Woody in the chat room there. Big Fatty, you're forgetting Digger. Y'all, and by the way, Digger is in the chat. Y'all, if you've never met Digger, I don't know if you know this, Digger used to be an undertaker, and he's got a second career now he's got three careers. One is a comedian, and also he is a voice actor. I don't know if you do this or not. He creates bumpers. He creates bumpers, and y'all, it's just lovely. The work he does in the entertainment field. Creating a Big Fatty has it. I'm not drunk and you are. I don't know, but it's working out. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Pride 48. Y'all, it's going to be a weekend of a lot of fun. And I see that most of the people in the chat room have already fallen asleep, and that's fine. It's all good. It's all good. And I think I was telling the story about the 20 minutes of silence during the first year. But y'all, I'll talk about that sometime next week on the little show. But y'all, just in case you forgot, what 20 minutes of silence sounds like, it's a lot like a call from David that Blue Jeans guy. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love the crickets.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Now, Big Fatty, you do know that you do have to do a whole hour tonight, don't you? No, I'm not prepared to do a whole hour. It's just, it's 619. I don't know how to do 20. Big Fatty, it's an hour long. You have to do a whole hour.
Well, you're just going to have to take over, Poodle, because I'm not doing a whole hour.
Big Fatty, I don't know how to do this.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.